So, welcome back to Krachwerke. This is the demo of the G1 Xon by Zoom. Now, I'm not going to make a big long palaver about this guy. I think at the price point, this is somewhere like £60 or £70. I think you should just fucking buy the damn thing. It is very, very good for its price. It has a lot of features, and if anything ever goes on your other rig, you know what, you just put this thing on, make sure you've got some presets and you can kick the fuck out of this thing. So, there's a couple of things on Zoom I don't like, and there's a hell of a lot of things I do like. I had a few Zoom items. I had the G1, the G1 X Extended, which is a couple of versions before this. It had some amps and stuff like that, and it was pretty pants. But it had a huge amount of effects. The effects were all good, all the delays, everything was good about it. It was fairly easy to pre-program a whole bunch of patches and banks. But the one thing that was absolutely awesome about it is the Zoom had its own kind of lead drive sound, which sounded brutal, and just for that pedal is worth buying. Now, the previous versions, I think they're going for like 40 quid on eBay now, and I think people should just pick them up and check out just the lead sound on that. If it's going through an amp loud, you will not know that it is a digital pedal at all. On lower settings, but yeah, maybe now and then you might hear that slight digital kind of effect that you get with some of the Zooms. This one here, I think is a bit better. Let me tell you the things I don't like about it. It doesn't like pedals in front of it or behind it. It especially doesn't like drive pedals in front of it. Going into it, they create a almighty fucking screech, which you can't get rid of. I think it has something to do with the way that it digitally tries to boost the signal, get some sort of resonance. I don't know, it just sounds terrible. Even by itself, if you use a too high metal sound on it, something with too much of a gain, you get a real screech, underlying screech, which goes away when you're playing, when you're strumming, but it's not good. It'll just sound shit on stage. But at the same time, the reason I purchased it is because it is something that has really decent amp simulators with cap simulators as well. So if you put this through your earphones, you want to play soundly because your woman wants to watch EastEnders, then you know you can get some decent tones out of it right in your ear. And yeah, I think you can use it gigging and even recording certain things. Depends on what you're after. However, the main reason I bought this was actually because it's got a looper built in. 30-second looper, which is, you cannot buy a looper for under £90. So this thing has everything plus a looper in it. I don't like the menu systems and how you add stuff. It's a little bit cumbersome. I don't like the fact that these wee guys here are recessed. Now, obviously, that protects them, but at the same time, this is the looper. So if I want to engage the looper, I switch that on, and then I can record, play, and I can stop and clear. But it would be brilliant if this guy here was actually foot switchable, so that you can quickly, so that you can actually use this guy as a looper live, so that you can just switch it on, do what you need to do, switch it off, and you're back to your main menu. That, to me, is a bit of a balls up, because you can actually engage the looper, record what you want to do, go through the menu system, get another patch going, and play with that with another patch. So it's actually pretty versatile. But you can do it live, unless you keep bending down and, you know, use your fingers for the buttons. That's a trick I think they missed, because if they had this foot switchable, this guy would actually become really, really useful. And at that price point, you know, throw away, man. Really, no problems. So, what I've done here for the demo purposes is this guy is now going to go. So this was the California, completely switched off. We are now only going to use this guy. Now you can already hear the noise. This foot pedal is now switched to the gain. So this is driving the amp sim gain. So you can hear the noise, and this is not even a high gain. This is not even like a distortion pedal or anything like that. This is just a Fender Deluxe amp sim with a Fender's own kind of gain structure set to the pedal. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of pieces straight for this guy and give you an idea. So like I said, this is now set to the Fender Deluxe amp sim with no other effects, no pedals in front of it, no nothing. The single goes straight into the amp's effects return so that you get a true sound. That foot pedal just drives the amount of gain, which I think is quite neat. Still on the bridge pickup. Now switched to my neck pickup for the lead bit. I don't want to hear any mofo bitching about my playing, okay? I'm no fucking Joe Satriani, so leave that shit for yourself. The reason I've got no pedals going in front of it is purely because, like I've mentioned before, it just doesn't fucking like it. It just makes a fucking racket, and I don't like it. So I've got a couple of patches. This is the Fender Deluxe kind of patch that I've set up. It's a Fender Deluxe cab simulation with just its own drive. The next one up is a Boogie with a Boogie amp setup. You can hear the screeching already. Again, the pedal drives the gain. Something more substantial. The next one is a proper. The gain is fine as long as you're playing, but the moment that you leave, that you're not playing, it just becomes fucked up. This is an Orange simulation, which I find quite nice. And this is just a clean sound. So, I'm gonna go back to the first one to show you a couple of things in the menu system.